Welcome to the Live For It podcast, a podcast series focused on connecting hearts and minds through health literacy and personal motivation, what we call our IT. We invite you to join us on this journey. After all, it is your health, your journey, your IT. After you listen to the podcast, visit liveforitjourney.com for more information. This is Amanda Reed, and I am excited about our two guests today. I'm here with Dr. Nicole Hardiman and Dr. Evan Aminette. Dr. Hardiman is a family medicine physician at Hamilton Medical Center's clinic in Chatsworth, Georgia. She attended medical school at Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine in Suwanee, Georgia, and she completed her residency training in family medicine at Ohio Health Doctors Hospital. She's married to Dr. Will Hardiman, a general surgeon at Hamilton's physician group, general surgery, and they have two young sons. We also have, as I mentioned, Dr. Evan Aminette, who is a family medicine resident physician in the Hamilton Physician Group Clinic, also in Chatsworth. He received his undergraduate in chemical engineering at UT Knoxville and then went to medical school at LMU-DCOM. Dr. Aminette has been a faithful attendee at our Live For It Walk and Talk, which we're going to actually talk about here in a little bit. But in the meantime, Dr. Hardiman, I want to just talk a little bit about you. I know that your role, not only are you a physician, but you actually have a role in the residency program. So tell us a little bit about what you do with Hamilton's residency.
Amanda, thank you so much for having Dr. Aminette and I here today. We're excited to share our insight and experience as our community starts to set health and wellness goals going into the new year. So my role at Hamilton Medical Center, currently I'm serving as a faculty member for our family medicine residency program. I'm a Georgia native and a UGA loyal. Go Dogs! I did leave Georgia to go to Ohio and complete my residency training, but was fortunate enough to come back to a community that helped serve me as a medical student back in the early days of my training and give back to the community in a health and wellness way. As a faculty member at the residency, I do teaching. I mentor our next generation of family medicine physicians who are our resident physicians in the office. But I also teach and mentor medical students who are coming through and still deciding how they want to impact their communities, which specialty they would like to pursue in their training as well. And it creates a lot of joy and a lot of reward, not just as a physician, but as a teacher too.
I love that, Dr. Hardiman. I love the fact that you invested in our community before you came back, right? You're part of the residency program. And again, you know, giving back not only to our community, to our local healthcare system, and also to those that are up and coming, which actually brings me to Dr. Aminette. Dr. Aminette, tell us a little bit about your journey of one, kind of what interested you in medicine to begin with. I saw chemical engineering is kind of where you started off, but then that path led you to medicine and then eventually led you to us. Talk a little bit about your path.
Well, I initially started with chemical engineering. I enjoyed math, sciences, but really volunteer work is what turned me to medicine. I was able to interact a lot with a hospital system, UT Medical Center, and the time I had with patients really made me want to commit my career towards healthcare. It's been a long journey, and as a third-year resident in this program, it's nearing the end. But what really appealed to me about Hamilton and Dalton as a community were the people. I could really feel more of a community setting here, similar to where I'm from, my hometown in Knoxville, on the outskirts. And just being able to interact with the people here, I don't think I'll ever be able to leave the Southeast.
I love that. We don't want you to leave the Southeast. Dr. Aminette, what you said about community is actually a perfect segue into what we're doing for our community. Again, we have a great culture here locally. And so the Live For It Walk and Talk was actually something that Dr. Hardiman came up with. And I read something about her online. It was a quote, and I'm going to read it for you. It says, she, quote, loves getting to know people, hearing their stories, and sharing ways they can optimize their health. I believe a great physician is a great listener. You know, that kind of quote and getting to know you and who you are, seeing you naturally work with people on the walk and talks, it was no surprise that kind of going back to the beginning, that Live For It Walk and Talk was your idea, a way to take physicians out of the clinical setting and match that with really one of the key foundations of Live For It is, which is meet people where they are. So physicians going out into the community. And so the Live For It Walk and Talk is, it just begins with a short kind of 10-minute education about whatever the topic of the month is. In fact, that's kind of what led us here today, is to create a podcast that says during these winter months, right, what is it that people want to hear? What is it that they need to hear? And so we're going to talk about that in a second. But let's talk about the Live For It Walk and Talk. Why was that a draw for you? Why was it something that you really wanted to do to say, hey, I want to bring that to this community?
I love that you brought up that quote, Amanda. It reminds me of the time that I was applying for work here at Hamilton and was hired on to serve the community here. And it reminds me of kind of the warmth of returning home and returning back to an environment where I could serve a local group of people who were going to become my future roots and a part of my family and the growth and development of my personal well-being as well. And it still rings true today. I do still believe that a good physician is a good listener. Unfortunately, today's healthcare system limits the time that we have with patients. And I won't get too far into that today, but what led me to present the idea of having something like Walk and Talk here for our community was an opportunity to share our insight as physicians, an opportunity to spend time with people in the community. It presents an opportunity for us to answer questions that at times patients run out of time to ask their doctor, but it still lingers in the back of their mind. Oh, shoot, I should have asked my doctor that before I left, but they had to rush on to the next patient. The walk and talk, it not only sets the stage for us to have more time with people in our community, it gives us a chance to connect with them. There's sometimes a sense of sterileness. I'm making up a word there, but in the doctor's office, you're not quite sure if you can ask doctors some of those more casual questions. And sometimes when you look at your doctor, you think, wow, they are highly educated. I'm not sure if I'm going to even use the right words. And so Walk and Talk reminds us all that we are all part of the same community, and us doctors are people too. And all we want in our career is to serve and to offer what we have learned in school and our experience to help better the lives and well-being of people who surround us and support us in other ways here in the Whitfield-Murray County region. So Walk and Talk offers us those opportunities to connect, to be a part, and to provide us with time to answer those questions that people may have. Lastly, it gives us the opportunity to walk. We get that 20 minutes to 30 minutes to walk with people in our community and set that example of not just saying, hey, walking 20 to 30 minutes a day would benefit your health in this way. We get to get out there and walk with our community. And so it's a lot of fun to do that and see the rewards.
Well, you mentioned a key word there. You said warmth. And I will tell you, and I don't know if you hear this from other places, so I want to make sure that you know this. When you get up and you give one of those education sessions, it's a conversation, right? Just kind of like we're having today. And it never fails that as people come out of that walk and talk, whether it's the same day or days later, that they talk about the warmth that you have. You're approachable, which is so important because people receive information so much easier, so much better when they're feeling that personal relationship, that warmth coming from their physicians, and knowing that you're taking your time to do that. Dr. Aminat, I'm going to say the same about you. So you have, and I, this vested interest in being part of the Walk and Talks. I mentioned it earlier, right? You've been a faithful attendee. So tell me either address it from the standpoint of why is it that going to the walk and talks and being part of that is important to you, or just what is this connection draw with the community doing these small group settings? How is that important either to you personally, or do you think kind of extrapolating that and saying for a physician to be out and about and part of our community in those settings?
Personally, I find it very important because that relationship you can develop with a patient, they're going to be more open to you, more interactive during their appointments if they feel comfortable around you. And so at these sessions, it's a chance for people to realize that their doctor can interact with them, can speak with them, can educate them, that there are no dumb questions. I have a lot of people approach and say, I have a dumb question. I want to bring up the appointment. I don't know if I should. I highly encourage that if you're Googling something, we want to know what you're typing in the search bar, that we would rather answer it ourselves and be able to explain it to you. Or if you bring up something that we're unaware of, we can learn together about something about your health. And so I see these sessions as a way to bridge that barrier, to be able to work with patients, with community members, in a way that can positively impact all of our health.
So let's talk about that. Let's dovetail what you're talking about, learning together, doing something together. So we're heading into, I mentioned it a second ago, we're heading into some cooler months, right? And one of the things that we're doing with the Live For It Walk and Talk, as we've said, we've done some outdoor walks, but we want to make sure that folks know that, you know, the winter months, there's a place, there's a time, there's opportunities to walk too. So we're scheduling and planning some of those indoor activities. But as we're moving into whether it's colder months, as we're moving into the new year, or honestly, this is a topic for all year long. When you talk about Dr. Aminet doing things together, we have this tendency, whether it's as individuals, as society, or otherwise, to say, hey, I want this, right? Fill in the blank, some goal that they want for the future. One, I think it's always easier to do something together, right? And so have that accountability as a group or with a partner. But also just goal setting and then figuring out what's next. You know, we have this obsession as a society with image. But it's image not of, hey, how I see myself, but it's image of how others see me, right? So we're not talking identity. We're saying, I think it's important to look a certain way, be a certain way, because that's either a societal expectation or we think that that's what other people want to see. I want to shift that and say, what about talking about image as something that's an identity, something that's important to us, that we see ourselves as being healthy, being well, creating this opportunity to say, that's a goal for me. I want to create this new image for myself, this new identity. As a physician, how hard is it, though, when you've got folks coming into your office, and they generally, they're focusing on a goal. I want to lose 15 pounds. I want to fill in the blank, right? And do you have opportunities, or how do you coach people, your patients, community members that you might run into, family members, right, at the kitchen table? How do you coach them in turning that kaleidoscope and saying, let's take it from an established goal of, hey, just want to lose 15 pounds, to let's create a unique positive identity for yourself? How does that conversation happen? Does it happen? What would you recommend for someone in your office?
That opportunity does happen in our clinics. People approach us wanting to lose weight, have their anxiety under control, break a bad habit like smoking. All those things have to happen incrementally, and it's not something that can be done overnight. We're coming up on New Year's. A lot of people have resolutions. The important thing in that is to set goals and expectations that are small, things that are going to end up resulting in the thing you're desiring, not necessarily trying to get that to happen overnight. And so what we can do is at each visit, talk to them, have adjustments accordingly. If it's something with weight, for instance, changing healthy habits. So improving what food is available, removing bad food from your home, increasing your activity incrementally, just a small amount, an extra walk a day, which is what we want to try to encourage with our Live For It walking. Just small steps towards that big goal. so that you're not discouraged. And it might take time to see that happening over the course of the year, but things like goal setting, accountability buddies, even trackers for phone apps, those can help you realize that you are making small changes.
Yeah, this is something that we work with patients very frequently in the clinic. And I love that Dr. Eminette touched on meeting small goals with each and every visit. That helps us as physicians help our patients stay accountable to the goals that they've set. One of the things that we find ourselves doing frequently in these interviews when we're talking with our patients is navigating their why. When we are able to connect with them in those visits, why have you set this goal? And we reach that why in several different ways. We follow that patient's train of thought to determine what was the motivation into setting this goal for improving their health. That why helps us work with them to launch a very specific, measurable action plan that then we can help hold them accountable to in the long term. And ultimately, that's how we reach success with our patients, is relating to them, finding out their why, and walking with them through each step of their success process.
So the why and live for it, as we all know, is the it, right? Live for it. What gives you hope, peace, joy, meaning, you know, strength in life. And so when people create that opportunity, whether it's physician to patient, whether it's friend to friend, family member, to talk about that inspiration, talk about what is your it, I think that creates something internal, that creates a motivation and inspiration, something intrinsically a lot stronger than anything that we can have externally. So when listeners hear this and they say, all right, I hear you, right? I know what my it is. I know what I'm living for. I want to live for it. Then what's the next step? Like, how do I start? What is that next step to, whether it's, you know, the how of the LIVE, right? Lifestyle, environment, invest in one another, value preventive health, eat, drink, and be merry. I think that a lot of people forget that genetics are less than 30% as a determining factor of their longevity. They think that that is what their future holds versus lifestyle and environment. So as physicians, how do you take them from, okay, I've got my inspiration, I've got my motivation, what is my next step?
I think you've touched on something that is kind of at the forefront of our mission as primary care physicians to our local community, and that is where their health and wellness identity lies. What we see a lot in our practice are patients who identify with those genetics as opposed to identifying with a vision for themselves in the future. Examples would be my mom, my dad, my grandmother all had type 2 diabetes, so I'm going to have it too. And that honestly brings us a lot of excitement as physicians, because this is a myth that we get to reward the patient by breaking when they're in our office. Like, hey, let me restore in you some hope and excitement that that's actually not the truth. And you being here today in our office gives us the opportunity to prevent type 2 diabetes, restore that new identity for you, kind of break those cultural handcuffs where we tie ourselves to our genetics. Certainly, we're all tied to family, and for most of us, those connections are very good and fruitful, but we have the opportunity to break that myth down for our patients when it comes to genetics and disease, and it really excites us to have the opportunity to reward patients with that news. As far as getting started with goals, it's really, for me in my practice, it's a very individualized approach. And a lot of that starting plan comes from the interview, talking to patients, not just setting that goal, but investigating with them, what is their life like currently? What have you done in the last 24 hours for exercise, or what have you eaten in the last 24 hours? Those start to give us the information we need to calculate what a small change would look like for someone. So a 24-hour recall is always a nice way to start in making a small change in the right direction. As I was reflecting last night, thinking about goal setting and preparing for my new year, I decided I would really like to create an environment for myself to be successful in the habit of calling myself a runner again. In my previous life, prior to parenthood, I was a runner, but through parenthood and the time commitment of medical training, do I run? Yes, but I don't identify as a runner anymore because I've fallen a long way back in my training schedule. So how do I get there in the new year? And one of the things that I'd like to try is just creating the habit of showing up. If I can get up and show up, that takes less than a minute and a half, show up to my treadmill or show up to the gym, then from there, the habit of building an exercise schedule should be simple. I can tie that behavior to the behavior of showing up. And so simplifying it for myself, my hope, and what I've seen success in other people that I have worked with is that it breeds success by adding to that throughout the year. And so, yeah.
And really the first step is just showing up. It's taking that initiative to attend a social event like Live for It or go to the gym with a friend or compete with somebody on an activity tracker, any number of things that can help you get your feet off the ground, get moving, get everything in motion. It's going to be small steps for long-term change.
You know, we're going to end on this theme of showing up. First of all, thank you for showing up, right? Not only today, to share your wisdom, your knowledge, your warmth, as we talked about earlier. Thank you for showing up for the community. Thank you for showing up for our healthcare system. I really believe we are truly all in this together. And that's one of the themes or connections around what we're trying to do, whether it's Hamilton Medical Center, part of Vitruvian Health, partnering with Live For It community, who partners with Live For It, who has all these connections across our entire community. That's what we're here for, right? We're here for each other. We're here for what's important for the individual. When you talk about folks and having this conversation with your patients in the office and it's individualized, I just want to encourage everyone that's listening to show up at their physician's office. Many times when we go, we think it's going to be something about what we're not doing. But I want to encourage patients, our community, to show up at their physicians for the conversations that matter about not what you're not doing, but what's that small incremental step that you can take into this next week, next month, new year, whatever that looks like. We appreciate you being here, appreciate the contribution that you make each and every day. Again, not just to the patients, but to the next generation of physicians, to the health and wellness of an entire community. Thank you for joining us on the Live For It podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like more information, visit liveforitjourney.com. Just remember, the information here and on our website is proprietary and should not be reproduced, republished, or rebroadcasted without our consent. And it's not intended to constitute medical advice, so it should not be used for the purposes of diagnosing, recommending, or treating any illness or injury. Thank you again for joining.